The Wisconsin Supreme Court released a decision last week looking at how juveniles are treated in the state's criminal justice system. The court affirmed what's known as the once an adult, always an adult rule. That means that if a juvenile is tried in adult court in one case, they'll be tried as an adult in future cases. In this new case, a 4-2 decision clarifies that if a juvenile is tried as an adult in one part of the state, all other courts treat them like an adult for current and future criminal offenses. Michael O'Hare is a professor of law at Marquette University. He specializes in criminal law and punishment. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Very happy to be with you.
Well, walk us through what this rule known as once an adult, always an adult means in our courts.
Well, sure. Normally, when a person who is a juvenile, that is to say somebody who is below the age of 17, commits a crime, that person will be prosecuted in a special juvenile court, but the state can request that a juvenile case be transferred to adult court, where the case would be handled and sentenced in the same way as a regular adult criminal case. The Wisconsin statutes lay out various factors that need to be considered for this kind of a waiver. And this concept of once an adult, always an adult, or once waived, always waived, is that if a juvenile has once in one case been moved into adult court, then in any future case involving that that same juvenile, the juvenile will be prosecuted right from the start in adult court without having to go through the regular waiver process in juvenile court.
Is that the standard now in Wisconsin before this Supreme Court case?
Yes. This approach has been well established in Wisconsin. When it comes to multiple cases prosecuted against a single juvenile in a single county, now this new case, the Hinkle case, presents a fairly unusual scenario where you have a juvenile who is waived into adult court in one county and then prosecuted for another serious crime in a different county. So the Wisconsin Supreme Court was really trying to address for the first time the question of whether this rule, once an adult, always an adult, whether that rule applies across the state or whether it's just county by county.
What was the majority's reasoning for ruling that, in fact, yes, this rule did apply here?
Well, the majority's reasoning was based pretty much entirely on a linguistic analysis of the statutory language. The majority didn't really engage at all with the question of what the best policy approach would be. So carefully parsing the language, the majority decided that there was a clear legislative intent to have this once waived, always waived rule applied uniformly across all 72 counties in Wisconsin.
Did the two dissenting justices argue fundamentally against the once an adult, always an adult rule?
No, they were addressing just this question of what do you do if you have somebody who is drawing multiple cases in multiple different counties. And the two dissenters, in part, did their own linguistic analysis and felt that the legislative intent was different than what the majority had decided. But the dissenters also took a look at the overarching purpose of the juvenile justice system, which is to provide rehabilitation for juvenile offenders. And the dissenters thought that it would be best, with that idea in mind, to have each county make its own separate decision about the rehabilitative needs of the offender. And that in fact, ties into one of the arguments that the defendant in this case, Hinkle, was making. He said, all right, well, I got waived into adult court in Milwaukee County. Now I'm facing prosecution in Fond du Lac County. And he thought that maybe the rehabilitative services in Fond du Lac County would be better than the rehabilitative services in Milwaukee County. So just because Milwaukee County decided that that it couldn't do anything very productive with Mr. Hinkle through the juvenile court system doesn't necessarily mean that Fond du Lac County would be similarly poorly positioned to provide rehabilitative services.
Talking to Michael O'Hare, professor of law at Marquette University, looking at the idea of trying juveniles as adults in court cases and whether they're once tried as an adult, they have to be tried again as adults in the future. Stepping away from the details of this particular state Supreme Court case, Michael, what have been the trends when it comes to treating juveniles as adults? Have we been changing on balance what we do over time?
Well, there has definitely been a big nationwide trend over the past 20 years or so to try to reinvigorate juvenile justice systems and to reinvigorate that traditional ideal that juvenile justice is about rehabilitation. We did as a nation, and in Wisconsin in the 1990s, we did go through this period of getting very, very tough on juvenile crime. I don't know if you remember from that era the super predator buzzword that was frequently bandied about. People had the feeling that that there were quite a few violent juvenile offenders who were so-called super predators who could not possibly be rehabilitated. And so the law got a lot tougher in the 90s, and there was a lot more of an effort to shift juvenile offenders into adult courts. And that happened in Wisconsin, too, and the current laws that we have for that process in Wisconsin, in fact, were adopted in the mid-90s. But the research has really shown that that approach was not an effective one, and that the whole idea of the super predator was misguided. And so there has been this national trend since 2000 toward reducing the use of adult facilities to deal with juveniles and getting back to rehabilitative ideas. And in fact, in a number of states, the age of jurisdiction of the juvenile courts has been raised. In many states, including Wisconsin, the juvenile court age was reduced in the 90s, and now the national trend is going the other direction. There have been efforts in Wisconsin in recent years to get the legislature to bump our age up as well, but those efforts have not been successful yet. So we still have that cutoff at the 17th birthday. But in many other states, the 17-year-olds are still handled in the juvenile court system, not in the adult system.
You mentioned research on the impact of trying juveniles as adults. Do we have research out there on this narrower subset of people who might have fallen into that once an adult, always an adult category?
I'm not aware of any research specifically on that group of people, but I would just underscore, though, the general point that has been found by many researchers, which is that committing crimes, even committing serious crimes as a juvenile, does not necessarily predict that the person will be a highly dangerous individual as an adult. And I think we can all associate in our own lives, and you know, maybe particularly if we're parents of teenagers, as I am, that those teen years are a highly turbulent period of life, and that there's a tremendous amount of change that happens across the teenage years. So while an adult's serious criminal history may be a pretty good indicator that that adult is dangerous and is likely to commit additional serious crimes in the future, the juvenile's criminal history is just simply not nearly as good an indicator of what the future of that juvenile will be like.
Michael, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure, very happy to.
That was Michael O'Hare, a criminal law expert with Marquette University. He was with us to talk about a recent Wisconsin State Supreme Court ruling. It says once a juvenile is tried as an adult in one court in Wisconsin, they're considered an adult for all future and current criminal offenses in the state.